Truffles and Avon. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was on the line for Shannon, and the line just got cut.
Oh, hold on one second.
Come into Truffles and Avon any Thursday morning around 10 to 11:30, and just visit or say hello to the group of VFW Post 3272 veterans that meet at our community table. It's a feel-good moment for everyone.
This is Shannon.
Hey, we got disconnected. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, I could hear you. All right.
Great. Phone system issues. Okay. So let's kind of walk through this step by step. Is that printed out in front of you?
Sure.
Great. Just want to verify. So the cash on hand you got in the bank is about $500, correct?
Yep.
Cool. So what we're going to get to is we're just going to go to section two, the liabilities. So the mortgages, what I'd like you to do is, let's see, notes payable to banks, four, you don't have any. What is your auto payment per month?
Let's see. Hold on a sec. Hold on, I'm going to have to look this up.
You got it?
I have two, so I'm just trying to remember the amounts. Oh, I think I, let's see. What was the other one? Two. For two cars, it's $897.
So you just put $897 monthly and put in just two cars total?
Okay. This well, it's, we own three cars, but yeah.
Okay. And then the mortgages on your real estate are going to be the $369,591 plus the $27. We're just going to add those together.
Okay.
So we've got a total of $369,000 plus $27. So we've got a total there of $396,571.
Okay.
All right. So that's the mortgages. So your total... your total liabilities right now is you've got $396,571, and the only other so the unpaid taxes. Now, a question before you fill that out. I only saw the tax lien for $14,000. Do you also owe the IRS about $40,000?
Yes.
Okay. So.
And I'm on a payment arrangement with that.
Gotcha. Okay. So I didn't even think they asked for that. So we're just going to put $52,000 for the unpaid taxes.
Okay.
So the total liabilities should be $448,571.
Where is that under the total?
No,
or
just
total
liability? Yeah.
Can you tell me what that was again? For what?
$448,571. And
okay.
I'm gonna look through this with a fine tooth comb to make sure there's not gonna be any issues on it before I send it in. All right. So that's 448. I'll take my time and make sure I do the right thing.
Okay.
448,571. Now your total assets are. So you've got a car. You've got is one car worth $25,000 or both cars worth $25,000?
All three of them.
Okay, so we got $25,000 there. Your real estate's $45,000. We've also got, your timeshare's $45,000, and then we also have the real estate balance you have is $450,000. So the total there, or just the total in section two for assets, should be $520,000.
Looking under the total.
Yeah, total, correct.
Okay.
And then what's your current bank balance in the bank account right now for the business?
For the business?
Yeah.
I think it was 14,000.
I'll just add that when I send it in. So, what was the total liabilities below in section 3?
The total liabilities was $448,571.
So we should get to your net worth is $71,071,429.
$71,429?
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm trying to see if there's... I'm sorry, real quick. There's the other liabilities. Give me one second. The other liabilities, we've got a $3,800 from Chase. I'm sorry. Bear with me. Your Chase is $21,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The Amex,
Amex is technically, it's still got my name on it, but it's through the business. But
don't worry about that then. No, it's okay.
Take it off.
Take it off. So okay. The Capital One is $3,400 plus $1,500. I'm sorry for all, I just want to make sure this is correct. Plus 2233 plus 3251.
11,206.
There you
21.
Go.
So it's a total of 32206.
So that number should actually
go under other liabilities?
Yeah.
32206. And then we have to change the number.
Correct.
Right? 448571 plus 32206 changes it to 480777.
All right.
So then my net worth changes again. Right?
Correct. You're fast.
487.
You bought a property in the right time, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were one of the smart ones.
Really?
I mean, I think in 2010, when the world was falling apart, a lot of people thought it wasn't a good buy. Your property is, I would assume you bought the property at the right time. What's, out of curiosity, what's the address you live in? I can just do a quick valuation just for your FYI. What's your home address?
146. Talcott Notch Road, TALCOTT, Notch, NOTCH Road.
I mean, I think your estimate is way undervalued, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had it appraised recently, so I don't know.
I can tell you what I'm finding online, and sometimes these online findings are somewhat generous, we should say, but I've actually used a few sites to see like what's realistic. So let me just bring this in. Is it TALCOTT Notch Road?
Yes.
Road.
In Farmington.
Okay. What's the zip code again?
06032.
Give me a second. Zero 06032.
Correct.
I'm just gonna do Farmington. Give me a second. Why is this not coming up? Give me one. It's Connecticut is CT, right?
Yes.
Is it Farmington or Farmington?
Farmington. FARMINGTON.
Okay. Oh, it's not on that site. That's why. Hold on. Actually, I can try one other site. You might want to revise this. I'm doing a recent poll on this, and I'm getting an estimated value offline of $563,000.
How much?
$563,000.
Okay.
And just to kind of put it in perspective, the zip code is 06032, correct? I think this is going to change your number significantly, because if you look at it, yeah, there's no way in 2010 it hasn't gone up. If you look at it, what's the square footage of your property?
Of the property? I don't, well.
Or the house.
The house is 2,200 square feet.
So I can just do this by just some searching. So if I just go, and I'm going to a site called Realtor.com, by the way. I think this is going to make your net worth a lot higher. If you look at this, and it should probably be changed, updated, because if you look at it, and anything within, like, the same, say, strike zone, we are looking at, alright. Yeah, because Zillow is giving Realtor.com is giving me a listing of, this is just public stuff you can take a look at. They're giving me a value of 563, and if I'm plugging this in under Zillow, I'll give you a few sites so you have a few references. Trulia, it's coming up at 531. Zillow is coming under I wish, 700,000 and 715. But it's a 4-bedroom property, correct?
3 bedrooms.
Okay.
It used to be 4 bedrooms.
Okay, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. They turned 2 bedrooms into 1.
I think you should revise your numbers. Every sign I'm putting up is having a minimum of 530.
Okay.
It's worth a lot more than you think.
Well, I changed it to the 563.
Okay, and then that will just adjust your total assets?
My total assets, and then I adjusted my total liabilities to include the credit cards, and I come up with a net worth of $152,723.
Perfect. I just got back from literally a quick lunch meeting. I'm going to go check on your working capital. I might holler back at you very quickly, okay?
So do you want me to send this over to you again?
Please do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.